Matt Samuel has just returned from his trip from Dubai to come and bring us a speed on exactly what this, I mean, the award that he just scooped, what it entails and all that. Well, Matt, welcome back to Juba.
Thank you, Irene. It's an honor. I actually miss our listeners and miss the team already, Miraya.
Yeah, we actually miss you as well and your reports from Jungle Estate. But congratulations, though, for this important milestone. First, tell us about this award.
Thank you, Savit William and Irene Lasso. First of all, let me talk about this United Nations Simulation Program. Mm. It's organized by New York in different countries to bring young people together, people who aspire to be diplomats in the future, and then people are trained to go beyond barriers, use diplomacy to resolve issues instead of using wars and other stuff. So it was an important event. It happened in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, for like few days. And so I'm so happy to say that I came home with an international award,
right,
which is the best negotiator award, all the way from Dubai.
Okay, so just let me get this straight. It is a simulation. That means the settings are exactly that of the assembly.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly the same way that the United Nations General Assembly is conducted in New York.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's the same way they conducted this simulation in Dubai. They bring in all experts, mm-hmm, diplomatic experts from across the world, from Russia, from United States, from India, all over the world to facilitate this conference. There were over 100 countries that were represented in that conference.
Mm.
And of course, fighting for an award wasn't an easy thing.
Absolutely. I can imagine.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm happy that the people back home in South Sudan were celebrating on social media.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I'm still celebrating.
Okay, so you are the best negotiator. So what was the issue you were solving here?
Well, the issue at hand was resolving the global food crisis.
Mm.
You know, over 829 million people all over the world go to bed angry every night. Okay, in South Sudan, for instance, you know, about more than half of the population is lacks food. And of course, the United Nations humanitarian organizations have been calling on the international community to support the country. So the issue at hand was resolving food crisis. There are wars, there is COVID-19 pandemic all over the world as well. There is a drought. So there's no food. So how do you solve this global food crisis? Okay. In some countries, also, hunger has been used as a weapon. It has been weaponized so that people can submit to what others think of them or to submit to the issues that others or the conditions that other countries are giving them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we sat in, we discuss, we lobby other countries to join our bloc, and that we should use diplomacy beyond barriers to resolve this global food crisis so that every single family can have food on the table.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. What does this award mean to you particularly?
Well, to me, it means that South Sudan is not just about war, for example, because outside there, if you interact with the diplomats of other countries or people from other countries, what they talk about is war in South Sudan.
Mm.
People are dying, people are fleeing, people are starving. But it's a reflection that South Sudan is not just about war. Okay, there are young people out there who are best negotiators, for instance.
Okay.
So it entails that if we sit on the table, we can resolve our issues.
Right.
That is what it means to me. It means we cannot use war to solve problems. It means young people are change makers. It means that diplomacy is the way to go.
Right. And this diplomatic simulation of the United Nations diplomats, is it something that happens every year?
Yes, it happens.
And how did you hear about the opportunity?
Well, it's online. It's online for other South Sudanese who are willing to participate.
Right.
For instance, the next General Assembly of the United Nations simulation will happen in Bangkok, Thailand. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So if you go online, you will find best diplomats. You register. By the way, it's a self-sponsored program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you will deeper into your pockets to make sure that you attend the conference. You'll have to pay for your ticket, for the conference fee and other stuff.
Your accommodation and everything.
Yes.
Matt
yes.
Samuel, thank you very much once again, and congratulations for coming. Any final remarks you'd like to share with us?
Yeah. I just want to say that the world right now has faced so much. The world has gone through so much. There have been wars, there have been killing, there has been pandemic. But beyond our interests, beyond our political interests, okay, the most important thing that I believe that has come back home with me is that diplomacy, okay, sitting around the table with your brother, sitting around the table with the person you think is a rival, is the best way to solve problems. Taking law into your own hands, killing people and all that, in fact, it doesn't solve it. It just, the cycle of violence continues, but doesn't solve any problem. So my final remark is that let us use negotiations. Let us talk to each other. That is the best way we can solve problems.
All right, let's have a conversation, sit around the table. Thank you very much indeed, Mark Samuel, for talking to us and giving us all those updates about what happened in this particular United Nations conference, on diplomatic conference or simulation conference that took place in Dubai. And he came home with an award of the best negotiator. So yes, Mark, I hope you go back, of course, and apply all this for our people, particularly in Jongle. So we can start, as you do your journalism, peace journalism, yes, which of course includes negotiation.
I hope that there will be peace. Let's start with Jongle State and Greater Peabody. If there is peace from there, then we can translate it and expand it to other part of the Republic of South Sudan.
Peace
is possible.
That's all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed.